Maybe you've been able to see it up close, the creation of the creamsicle. You know, if you've been in the position I refer to as the cuckold classic in my informal femdom glossary, I linked it in the body of the post, but in short, it's when you're lying on your back, your wife straddles your face, and her bull fucks her from behind, offering you a close-up view of that bull dick drilling her to orgasm after orgasm. If he's a heavy comer, you'll see the fruits of his labor before he even pulls out, frothing up around the opening of her cunt like butter as it's churned. But whether heavy comer or not, that cock will need to be, and deserves to be, cleaned in the afterglow. He could withdraw that cock from the cuckold classic position and simply drape it across your forehead, still pulsing, while your wife hovers above your mouth. He could collapse next to her against the pillows. It doesn't matter what position of post-coital bliss he takes. Your devoted creamsicle cleaning should follow much the same pattern. Approach gently, quietly. You don't want to disrupt the moment between the two lovers by making yourself the center of attention. Nuzzle his balls before snaking your tongue out between your lips. Use the whole flat part, as the tip might be ticklish to sensitive bits directly following intense release. But make those licks a bit tentative at first, as if to check whether or not your presence is wanted. Sometimes it may not be, and you don't want to be presumptuous. If you're not shooed away, you can make the licks longer, more encompassing. Lick each testicle separately, sweeping underneath, taking it in your mouth gently and using your lips to bluntly draw any juices into your mouth. Lift the balls and clean the crevice where his ass cheeks come together and secretions tend to collect unseen by cursory inspection. Sweep your tongue across the underside of the nutsack and then up and over it, extending one long lick up the underside of that cock. Continue the painting motion, starting at the base and avoiding the sensitive head at first, though you might, at times, hold it lightly between your thumb and index finger to enable you to clean the creamsicle all the way around. Only then should you take the cock in your mouth, without suction, as deeply as you can, and draw your lips from as close to the base to the tip as you can, bringing any remnants of the precious bull spunk with them. Of course, as sometimes happens, your ministrations might cause your bull to become aroused again, and if your wife isn't up for round two, it's your job to turn that creamsicle cleaning into a good, thorough blowjob. Please do let me know if you have occasion to employ these techniques and how they go over. If you enjoyed this blog post and audio and you'd like to learn more about my kinks and tastes, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Goodbye now.